Atahualpapa is with us because she is one to let us know what's coming up in the Auckland Festival of the Arts. Tohine, kia ora anō.
Tohine, tēnā koutou.
Kia ora. How's the response been so far to the programs or the events on the program?
We've had, it's been really awesome. You know, people are coming up. People, I think people are realising that, hey, this is going to be a fun time. The weekend was just buzzing. We had hundreds of people in Aotea Square. The mandate was bring something to bang on. And we had our friend Demetrius Sawainaya, who came with a group of drummers and taught everybody to drum. So we had people walking in with plastic buckets. They were playing their drink bottles with drumsticks. It was really cool. And poi were flying around all over the place. So, yeah, about 300 people in Aotea Square being part of the, you know, what we were hoping to have the biggest drum group for Tāmaki Makaurau. And they didn't disappoint. They really did show up with all the, you know, people carrying drums and stuff around the city, which was really, really cool. It was just a really buzzy time on the weekend. You know, Latin dancing and line dancing. And we had Robert Winamu yesterday out at Piha on a piano, sitting at the beach playing the piano with quite a big crowd of people sitting around listening to that. So, you know, just there's lots and lots of different things happening through the next week. We finish up this Sunday and, we've just got a whole bunch of stuff happening.
Tēnā koe, we'll talk about some of the highlights of the last week of the festival. A piano at Piha, right? Well, who would have thought? It's been suggested too, Atahua, that because of the belt tightening and, you know, difficult situation many whānau find themselves in, that it might have affected the arts festival. Can you see any of that? Is there some economic challenge that whānau are facing here, which would mean that they're not as busy or attending the events as they might have in years past?
We have seen a little bit of, you know, audience numbers a bit low. But, you know, this year we've made a conscious decision to offer up lots of free stuff. So we've got a huge free program, and that's with support from, you know, Auckland Council placemaking, the city centre targeted rate, who have put money into activating free activations in Queen Street at Elliott Stables. We've partnered with Britomart so that there are free activations happening down at Takutai Square. And then we've got the pop-up piano, which is travelling all around. So, you know, on the weekend it was up at Mahurangi. People could just go and sit and listen to somebody playing the piano. This week the piano is going to Mangere Mauna. So, you know, it was out at Manukau. So we really are putting these free activations around where people don't have to travel out too far. But if you are coming into the city centre, there's heaps of free stuff to do. So a lot of people like catching the train into the city on the weekend and just having to walk up Queen Street. And now there's something for you to listen to. This week, you know, we've got a choir. We've got a choir out on Queen Street. We've got our friends, Te Reo Lapau and Rob Holloway, R&R Music, are playing on the street. Te Whaindoa Te Weata plays flamenco guitar. And he'll be out there jamming some tunes and singing some Māori songs. So it really is an awesome time to be in the city, and it's buzzing, buzzing, buzzing. It's really, really cool. But, you know, big ups to our partners, Auckland Council and Britomart Group, for supporting us to help us make these free things available. But also, you know, could have offered the opportunities for free tickets to some of our bigger shows. So our free concert just finished the series, the season, and could have we're offered free tickets to bring their kids to see some of these shows, and a lot of kura took that up. So Offri concert performed, and the kura kaupapa of Te Kotuku stood up and did this huge hakatautoko. And of course our visiting artists got such a buzz out of that they were talking about it for hours and hours and hours later, about how these kids had all this energy and passion. So, you know, that's what happens. That's the thing, that's what happens when you have free programs. So, you know, we've got a bunch of free programs, but, you know, also, again, because we're a festival, we have to generate revenue. We do have our ticketed events this week as well. So we've got a couple of things happening this week that are going to be really cool. You know, we've got Ahureka, which brings us Te Kapahaka o Ngāti Whakaue, who've just taken out the Te Arawa Regionals, and Te Paua Mangatawhiri, who are on deck to perform again in the Regionals in Taumiwaka. They're coming here next on Saturday. to perform ahorika. And the reason that I wanted to do ahorika, or, you know, to do a kapahaka one, was because we're in between matatini. So we can't do anything with kapahaka on matatini years. The kapahaka are too busy and the timing doesn't work. So for us, it's about keeping that kapahaka vibe going. But of course, you know, this weekend is also Polyfest. So Māori are going to be a bit spoiled for things in the city this week.
Yeah, we've got, that's going to be special too. Polyfest, it's always neat. And yeah, if you're interested in going to see the pianist, as Tahoe mentioned, out south here, that's on Saturday evening at Mangere Maunga. It's not up the top, is it? Whereabouts is Mark Bain's playing?
Where the playground is. We couldn't get up the top. I tried to get up the top, but, Tupuna Maunga Authority have allowed us to take the piano onto the Maunga. And so we'll be up around where the playground is. So, but you know, we've got, you know, Kōtuitui, so that's going to be an awesome project too. We've got William Barton, who's an Aboriginal didgeridoo player. We've got Bom Ewer from Alaska, and Alaskan Yupik singers and performers are partnering with Haumanu Collective, which is Horo Wono Horo, James Webster, and a couple of Wahine Taonga Pōro artists coming together to create some music on the spot, and then we're going to have an hour and a half concert of music that they've only just created within their half an hour, or you know, a couple of hours before. So fresh out of the creative minds of this group of artists. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Let's stay in touch and talk some more through. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us, Atahua. Just dial up Auckland Arts Festival. The program will come up and you can make your call once you've done that. Thanks, Atahua Papa. Yep.
Awesome. AKLFest.co.nz is where it's all happening.
Thanks very much.
And thanks a lot for Wātea. Ngā mihi nui ki a koe Dale and koutou a Wātea for making it possible for us to have these chats in the mornings and letting you know what's coming up.
Ka pai. I love talking with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. 6:03.